Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if you're a regular listener, you probably know that some of these episodes are me sharing something that I've seen and lived for a long time. And others are more real-time exploratory. And this one is one of those ones that's kind of real-time exploratory. I'm gonna try and share something that I'm really only seeing now. I've really only been seeing in the last month or so. There's a wonderful quote that I had at the front of my very first book from the playwright George Bernard Shaw. And it said, "I am not a teacher, just a fellow traveler of whom you asked the way. I pointed ahead of myself as well as you." So the reason I want to begin with that is because people who know me, and certainly people who knew me a long time ago, would go, yeah, he's not really great at the whole gratitude thing. So I'm going to kind of share my gratitude journey and what I'm seeing now that is so fundamentally different that I kind of wanted to talk about it even though I'm not sure I completely understand what I'm talking about. So when I was a kid, and you may have had a very similar thing in your upbringing, I was taught in no uncertain terms that you said you were grateful when somebody did something for you, whether you liked it or not. And, you know, while I was never beaten, you know, that's how it felt to me at the time, is like, if I didn't say I was grateful, then I would be. It wouldn't have happened, but I was little. And so I became somewhat famous in my family for when presents would come at birthdays or holidays, that I would often respond by saying, "Thank you for the yucky present." Now, this was not a great introduction to gratitude because it made it seem like something I was supposed to do for other people, not something that could spontaneously arise in me. Not something that it was okay not to feel. In fact, it was very not okay not to feel. And so I began to develop this kind of messy relationship with it. And as I got older, it got worse because I began to perceive it as dangerous. Because at some level, if I was grateful for something, it was almost like a way of staving off my fear that it would be taken away from me. I'm really grateful for this, and I'm really grateful for these people. Please don't take them away. Please don't take them away. Please don't take them away. It was sort of like a fearful prayer. So I started out with gratitude as an obligation, and I evolved it into a portent of doom. So it's kind of unsurprising to me that I never really got skilled at or known as, wow, that's one grateful person. Now, that doesn't mean that I never felt it at all. There have been so many times in my life where I've been so deeply appreciative of things. But when I start to think about it or when I start to try and talk about it, it always got ugly. And then I was listening to Dr. Judith Sedgman, who's a teacher in the Three Principles community. And I was listening to, actually, I was reading an article she wrote about gratitude. And she said most people are grateful for, and sometimes they're grateful to. But she said, and this isn't a quote, this is just how I heard it. What I heard was, but you can just sit in gratitude. And what I heard was, oh, wait, I've always thought of gratitude as being related to a condition. Okay, I'm grateful for this condition, but I'm not grateful for that condition. I'm grateful to this person, but I'm not grateful to that person. I'm grateful for this, but I'm not grateful for that. I never saw it as an independent variable. I never saw it as simply one of the most beautiful states of being that is available to us as part of the human experience. There's a Sid Banks quote where he said something like, and again, this is not an exact quote, it comes from one of his early recordings, where he said, if you can be with a feeling without projecting it onto an object or person. You're perfectly mentally healthy. But if you're in a feeling, even if it's a wonderful feeling, and you are projecting it onto a person or object, you're a little bit off. And I'd never connected that idea to gratitude. I could see that I'm living in the feeling of my thinking, not the feeling of the world, that my circumstances don't create my feelings create an experience that I then project onto my circumstances. But I'd never seen it with gratitude. I'd never seen the possibility of just being in gratitude, not for anything, not to anything, just as a feeling. And it's a feeling that now that in this very short period of time that I've begun to be able to feel it clean, without all the projections, without all the fears, without all the obligations, without all the memories, without all the habits, that it's kind of the feeling of enough. It's kind of the feeling of what is, instead of the feeling of wishing for what isn't. There's an old story, and I'm pretty sure that it was told by Kurt Vonnegut Jr., the author, but it was either told by Kurt Vonnegut about Joseph Heller, who wrote Catch-22, or it was told by Joseph Heller about Kurt Vonnegut. I don't remember which way. But the story is that they were invited to a party on Fire Island, which was this very wealthy playground outside of New York where the rich folk played. And they were at this party, and both of them were successful authors in the 1960s, 1970s, and so they'd done well for themselves. And they're at this party, and there were elephants and giraffes, and it was just one of these insane, if you've ever seen, like, The Great Gatsby, just, you know, or perhaps The Fall of Rome. Just an insane party of excess. And Kurt Vonnegut said to Joseph Heller, does it bother you that no matter how successful we've been, no matter how much we've contributed to the world, we will never have a fraction of the wealth of these people? And Joseph Heller said, not really, because we have something that they'll never have. And Kurt Vonnegut said, well, what's that? And Joseph Heller said, we have enough. Now, I don't think it's true. I think at any point, anyone can wake up to enough, can wake up to what is and realize that what is. So what is enough. But when we rest in the feeling of that, without adding in striving or ambition or the need for things to be different, it doesn't mean we won't do stuff. It doesn't mean things won't change. It just means we get to hang out in beautiful feelings as we interact with the world, as we engage with our work, as we relate with others. So this podcast today it's an invitation to me as well as to you to just play with the idea of unconditional gratitude, not making a list of all the things you're grateful for. Just sitting in the feeling of enough and seeing what it does for you. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.